بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. ما بعد، العلماء have categorized علم into three categories. Number one, علم الحال. Number two, علم الوقت. Number three, علم السر. علم الحال refers to knowledge of condition. Knowledge which is directed to a person in various conditions. For example, a person in salah, or a person is fasting, or a person has wealth, or a person is undergoing poverty. So, ilm al-hal. Number two, ilm al-waqt, knowledge of time. That is, knowledge pertaining to meaning that which day of the week it is, or which month. So, knowledge with regard to time. And then, ilm al-sib, knowledge of secrecy. When a person is not in the public eye, then that knowledge which is directed. Today being Friday, so two or three hadith on ilm al-waqt, knowledge of time. Certain hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned specific deeds to be done on a Friday. One famous hadith of Hazrat Aws bin Aws radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a person who does six actions, man ghassala wa ghtasala, a person who has a bath and he has a thorough bath, وَبَكَّرَ وَبْتَكَرَ, he comes early to the masjid, he comes very early to the masjid, وَمَشَى وَلَمْ يَرْكَبْ, and he walks, he doesn't come on conveyance. Now maybe a person's house is but distant away, but maybe we should try park our car, our vehicles a little bit further away than normal, so we can attain this virtue inshallah. And we are very fortunate in our place, our country, as opposed to different parts of the world where the masajid are quite far, few kilometers away. We don't have that situation, so we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, masha wa lam yarkab, he walks and he doesn't come on conveyance. Wa dana min al imam, and he comes and he sits close to the imam. Sometimes we find that people come early to the masjid, but they maybe out of ignorance, perhaps a person takes to the pillar or he goes to the back of the masjid, but no, we learn that we should come close to the imam, close to the person, the khatib, the person delivering the khutbah. And while on this point, that we should look at the khatib, not maybe a person is concentrating but looking down or closing his eyes, but we learn from the sahaba radiallahu anhum that a person should look at the khatib, that the person should look at the person delivering the khutbah. So, وَدَنَا مِنَ الْإِمَامِ وَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنْصَتَ, and he listens very attentively whilst remaining silent. So this is the fifth point, listening very attentively to the khatib, the person delivering the khutbah. Listening attentively, coming back to the same point, look, if a person looks at the khatib, looks at the imam delivering the khutbah, then he will be listening attentively. For example, if a person is addressing his child and he demands the attention of the child, but the child is looking elsewhere and he says that I'm listening, but he's not listening, we'll reprimand the child, we'll say that you're not listening attentively, you're not looking at me when I'm speaking to you. So wastama'a wa ansata, he listens attentively and he keeps quiet also. And وَاسْتَمَعَ وَأَنْصَتَ وَلَمْ يَلْغُ, and he does not engage in any futility. Maybe sometimes we find that person is playing with his beard or his cell phone or is playing with the carpet or fidgeting with his clothes. وَلَمْ يَلْغُ, so if a person does these six actions, then for every step he takes to the masjid, he will gain the reward of 1 year of fast, 1 year's fasting and 1 year standing in tahajjud salah at night. So the muhaddithun, they mentioned that this hadith, from amongst all the authentic ahadith, this is the hadith that has the most virtue. Imagine, for every step a person is taking to the masjid, then he's gaining 1 year reward of fasting and 1 year of salah at night. So we should try, inshallah, to practice on this hadith. If we can't walk the full distance, at least park our car a little bit distant away, inshallah, you will gain this reward. Another hadith pertaining to Friday, a person who recites Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdi 100 times after the Jumu'ah Salah, then this is mentioned by Ibn Sunni in his Amal al-Yawm al-Layla, that he will gain 100,000 of his sins forgiven and 24,000 sins of his parents will be forgiven. So simple amal, it takes few minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But if we carry this out, inshallah, we'll gain tremendous reward. It will be for our benefit in Africa. The person who does not, a person in Jannah, he'll regret that time that is spent without the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So simple amal, take a few minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. But inshallah, we'll gain 10 minutes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice.